In the first reading from 2 Maccabees, we hear about Eleazar today. This is a time when the Gentiles who are occupying Israel are seeking to exterminate all forms of Judaism, trying to break down the faith of the people. And so Eleazar is being forced to eat pork in abhorrence to the Jews. To do that would be a sign of rejecting God's covenant, not living by the holy ways that he has set out. And so the people there who are conducting the torture have given themselves over to the Gentiles, and they're kind of carrying out their will, and they know Eleazar personally. They're trying to get him to capitulate by saying, hey, bring some other food from your house, like beef or lamb, and just eat that and pretend to eat the pork, and we won't have to kill you. And Eleazar, 90 years old, a noble man, says, that would be ridiculous. First of all, even though I would save my life in this world, I would be judged by the Almighty whenever I do die, but however that looks like. I would be dishonored and shamed. But he says, secondly, what would that do to the young people, to the next generation growing up, believing in Yahweh and following his ways? What would that do to them? It would not help them in their faith at all. It would not carry on our way of life. It would not honor God at all. It would be a scandal to the young. And so Eleazar refuses to his eternal glory. He was worried about his own soul. He was worried about the soul of those who would follow. A few weeks ago, I'm sure you saw that a presidential candidate was in the Carolinas, and coming to Catholic Mass, he was denied Holy Communion. The church has particular rules and laws about receiving communion, and the pastor felt that it applied in this case, and the bishop agreed with him. The church has these things, first of all, for the soul of the person himself or herself. There are some cases where a person's actions, what they've chosen to believe in or endorse, are so manifestly against the dignity of life. In this case, one particular issue was the issue of abortion. The issue is so grave and concerning, the refusal to live out the gospel publicly in such a manifest way, the church says, for the sake of your salvation, something drastic has to happen here. A wake-up call. The church has a canon for this. But it's not only for that person's soul, but also for those who will come after. What do young people see? What do other Christians see in this kind of life, in this kind of choice? They told Eleazar, just pretend and save your own life. Even though your conscience will be defiled, and even though the young will be scandalized. Today, it takes great courage to stand up for the gospel, and even for the dignity of human life, even in the womb. We cannot pretend that these children are not alive, not human beings. Not in 2019. Not with the ultrasounds we have. Not with the videos we have of what happens in abortion. It's very clear, there's no pretending for those who are honest of heart. How will we respond? How will we live our faith? How will we act on our conscience for the glory of God, not regarding our own earthly reputation, not even our own earthly lives? Today, God calls us to wake up and to live the gospel and to stand up for all human life.